Okay, we continue in Shir HaShirim. We're in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud, page Lamed in our book. We're in the middle of Hashem's response to the Jewish people. The Jewish people were saying to please hurry up the Mashiach because we can't take it anymore. The suffering in the Golus is so terrible. So even though we've angered you and you destroyed our temple, but please, we just can't take it. And the merit of our forefathers and the merit of tzaddikim, you should help us. So Hashem began the answer last week in Pasuk Tes, and he says, the fact that you're asking that the redemption should be sped up already, we already tried this before. And in Egypt, I took them out prematurely as well. And it didn't work out so well. It didn't last. And therefore, I have to wait and extend this exile as long as necessary until you perfect everything so that we have an ultimate complete return without having to be exiled again. So now he's going to continue to describe this. He's describing what happened with the Jewish people. Up to now, all he said in Pasuk Tes is that I took you out early, and even the ministering angel of Paro was not yet time to take it down. But you were my beloved, so I took you out. I couldn't stand seeing you like this. And let's continue and talk about what the good things were before we get to the bad things. We're in Pasuk Yud, page Lamed. Novu lechayayich batorim savorech bacharuzim. Okay, novu means that you were made to look beautiful. Lechayayich, your cheeks look beautiful with Torim, earrings, and Savarech, and your neck was made beautiful, Bacharozim, with necklaces. What does that mean? So, the Tzror HaMor explains very nicely, Navu L'chayayich, Lefi HaDugma, the example, the analogy is saying who? Kishem Shehakala Mekashetes Atzma, just like the bride adorns herself, Beniz Neozen, with earrings, Ubacharuze Margolios, and with pearls, like of necklace pearls. Kachem hakishutim shekashtu Yisrael atzman. These are the ornaments that the Jewish people adorn themselves with. Very nogea, Shavuos is coming up. Binase v'nishma, when they said the words nase v'nishma. In other words, the analogy is being said in this pasuk, the Jews adorn themselves. When a kala puts on jewelry, it makes her look beautiful. So the saving the Jews made themselves look beautiful. When they said the words, Nasa, we will do, V'nishma, and we will listen. And what's the analogy? V'amechana hakishut shel nishma, that jewelry of being able to listen was called b'shem torim. They are called torim, dehev nizmeoz, and those are earrings, as Rashi explains. So, just like a kala adorns herself with earrings, a Jewish person can adorn themselves spiritually by saying that I'm going to listen to what you have to say, but that after the commitment to the Nasa, and Vakishut shel Nasa, and the adornment of Nasa, we will do b'shem charuzim. That's the analogy of the necklace. Why? Kal mitzvahs masios, for an active mitzvahs that have to be done. What did the Jews accept upon themselves? Kibla Yisrael, Arevu Zebad, that each Jew took responsibility for the other one, that they would make sure that the other Jews would do the mitzvahs too. Now you see the analogy of the necklace so well. Be'adzeh nechrozu kulam, and when they said, we will all do, they chained themselves together, just like a necklace has a lot of beads, right? A lot of pearls, and they're all chained together. So the Jews, when they said, Nasa, we will do, they chained themselves together like a necklace. V'nasu ki'ish echod, they became like one person. L'kach mam shelosa l'charuzim. Therefore, they're compared to a necklace. And that's what footnote 23 says about the earrings, that when you listen with your ear. So that was the nishma, and that's the earring. And, if you look in footnote 24, he says the nishma also, not just listening, but we accepted upon ourselves to study Torah. Okay, the only little question is, you know, they said, not. The commentator doesn't mention this. But one second. Because see, what's bothering me over here, I see he doesn't talk about it. It says, they said Nasa v'nishma. First they said Nasa, then they said Nishma. We'll do, we accept, and then we'll learn in the Torah. So my question is, so the analogy, if you're going to say that they're compared to, they may be full with earrings and a necklace, so really should put necklace before the earrings, because the necklace was the Nasa. Okay, but anyway. What?
It's more poetic.
Maybe more poetic, I don't know. But that clearly was there dormant. So that shows you that that is really, you know, as we're coming to Shavuos, we are the Kala. We're supposed to be the Kala, each and every one of us. So we have to adorn ourselves with that Nasa v'nishma, and every Jew before Shavuos should at least think about that idea that for the coming year, you are going to be Nasa v'nishma. Whatever you're told to do, you're going to do. And then later, you'll try to understand what it means by learning the Torah. So that was, they were a beautiful Kala. And in terms of being a beautiful Kala, so now let's see what Hashem gives the beautiful Kala. So let's go on to Pasuk Yud Aleph. The next Pasuk says, Torei Zohav Naselach Inukudos HaKosef. Okay, Torei Zohav, ornaments of gold were made for you, Im with nekudos hakosef, with studded silver, silver studs. Okay, ornaments of gold with silver studs. What does that mean? So Tzror Mor explains in Yud Aleph, Umachmas hakishutim elu shekishadato atzmacha, and because of the adornments that you adorned yourselves with the Nasa v'nishma, Nasaloch gam kemi meni shnei kishutim, I also made for you, I'm going to give you two ornaments as a gift to you. Kamo shavar medrash, like it says in the medrash, mashal melech shenasa isha, analogy to a king who married a woman, v'ichnisalo shnei arisim, and brought, and she brought with, to him two sharecroppers, v'ichnisulo shnei arisim, and he brought two sharecroppers juxtaposed to that. So in other words, for whatever gift you give, he gave back a gift. So, or it could be two arisim, maybe means two gifts of engagement, whatever. Now, so what was the two gifts that God gave the Jewish people? Anyone want to take a guess?
Torah.
The two crowns. That's what the Medrash says. Once they said Nasa v'nishma, the angels came down and gave every Jew two crowns. Vein Shnei Sarim, these are the two crowns, Shenita Lohem, that Hashem gave them, Bishar Shomer Nasa V'nishma, when they said Nasa V'nishma. V'atach Shidimel, in reference to these ornaments, the crowns, Amar, Shomach was saying, Torei Zohov Nasa Loch Im Nekudas HaKosef, ornaments of gold I gave you that were studded with silver. What's the analogy, what's the symbolism of gold and silver? V'akon HaShezohov, gold, who Kinui Ledin is a nickname for judgment. Vekesev Larachmim, and silver is for mercy. Kamavur Bazaris is explained in the Zohar. Now, why do you think it's so? What do we know about gold? Is like what color, so to speak?
Yellow.
It's yellow. It reminds you of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Right.
So fire is very symbolic of justice. That's the idea of justice. Din, justice, it reflects God's attribute of control, of gvura. And fire is gvura for sure, like you find it in Mizbeach, that it was always a fire there all the time, and that would give that yellow, the goldish yellow, you know, color, fiery goldish color, because the idea of fire, the idea of gvura is that you are controlling things. That's what gvura is, control, in many ways. But when Hashem is doing his gvura, Hashem says, listen, you have to do what I tell you to do. And by you doing that, you show that I'm in control. Now, if you don't do what I say, then I have to discipline you. That further shows you that I'm in control. But it's not. And when you're in control, what it really means is you're bringing someone into your zone. That can be done in good ways or in bad ways, obviously. When you conquer another country, there's gvura there. And you want to bring them into your realm. In law, when people are violating the law, when people violate the law and you have sanctuary cities throughout a country that violates every law that the country believes in, that country is going to fall apart. So what you're supposed to do is you have to stop it. And you have to show law and order. And you have to show, you have to follow the law. And if not, we'll have to punish you. We have police that can enforce these laws. You bring them into your zone. So that gvura, it can be done either by your free will choice or not your free will choice. That's the idea of the fire on the Mizbech, where you bring the animal, it becomes part of the fire. When Hashem shows his gvura, you become part of his realm. So that's the idea of justice and fire, as opposed to the silver that does not reflect that fire. So therefore, so what he's saying is over here. So what does that have to do? So gold is judgment and silver is mercy. So what does that have to do? Vine oz ha-Yisrael, continuing inside. So now the Jewish people at that time, ha-Yiroi le-Kishutim, why were they worthy for these ornaments? Sometimes you give a person an ornament, they don't deserve it. But here, mehadin, out of justice. It was justifiable in the attribute of gvura and justice, which is symbolized by the gold. It's the gold standard, as it were. They were really genuine in their acceptance. For the tzarchus rachmat, we only need a little bit of mercy to bring them to that level. Ulazemar, therefore it says, Tore Zohav, it's ornaments of gold. Hainu shuros kishutim, it's like rows of ornaments, show you magin loch min adin, that comes to you by law, by justice. Nasoch was made in the Kudas HaKesef with silver studs. Hayin shaloha yitzarcho zerak ma'at rachman. Only need a little bit of mercy, like the studs that are a little bit kinakudos. So that was all a very nice moment. However, we come to Yud Beis, and this is the problem. Okay, Lamed Beis. Acheha melech bim sibo nirdi nosan recho. Now, acheha melech bim so, while the king was reclining, as it were. Okay, this is very hard to translate these words. Nirdi, there's a plant called a nard plant. And some refer to spike nard. You can Google it. It's such a plant. So they gave off a smell. It appears that it's not such a good smell. Okay, so while the king is reclining, right? In other words, we did the betrothal, and you went and stunk up the place. That's basically what he's saying. Okay, let's see in the commentary Yud Beis. Shamelech bimsibo klomer. Afal pikein. After all that, so far it was very good. I took him out early. They said Nasa v'Nishma, they had beautiful ornaments, and I gave them beautiful ornaments. In spite of all that, Reima al-Salacha, see what happened then. Kiba'ot shamelch b'misibo, while the king is reclining, while I'm teaching Moshe Torah on the mountain, b'so chupaso, under the chuppah, nirdi nosan recho, my nard gave its smell. Meaning to say, Chatasa, you sin, Visarachta, you stunk up the place, Be'egel with the golden calf. V'kolze, why did that all happen? Hoyelucha, mach mishalot, nistachachta bishlemus. You were not perfectly purified. You went out too early. Ulezehi neni yorei, therefore I'm afraid. Shigama toyikach, so now it'll also be the same thing. Lekach yoser tov loch, is much better for you, therefore. Laharich galuscha, to have the exile be longer. Like the purification of silver that's in a crucible. And it'd be 100% refined. So you'll never have the chance again to sin again. So that's Hashem's answer. As much as you want me to hurry it up, it ain't going to work. We can't have another mistake like last time. Okay, let's quickly go to the back and do these three psukim quickly with a briefer commentary, which is found on page Kuf Chof Tes, left-hand page. It's Yud, Yud Alf, and Yud Beis. See, look halfway down the page. Okay, again to repeat, Navu lechayayich batorim, your cheeks were made to look beautiful with the torim, with the earrings. Va'od Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and more Hashem said, Lekhnes Yisrael, Shabbos Hazman at that time, Hayu lechayayich noim, your cheeks were nice, Al Yedei Niz Me'ozman, because your earrings. V'zeh Mashal Masha Omar Yisrael Be'esa HaKabot Zotar Nasa. That compares to when the Jews said Nasa with their ears when they received the Torah. And Savarech Bacharuzim, and your neck is with the necklaces. Fakishu said that adornment, who marshal, that's an analogy, Lamashram Yisrael base Kabbalah or Nasa, which the Jews said we will do. Shekabbalah mitzvahs, Hamasios, the acceptance of active mitzvahs, Nikris Charuz is called a necklace. Alshem Shekol Yisrael, Nikrisu Yachar Alem, that all the Jews were bound together like a necklace. Machmas Arevus Lioski Shechad, for the responsibility each one took for another. And Yud Aleph, Umachmas Elah Kishutim Shal Nasav and Ishva Shishikadash Asvohem, and because of the ornaments that you adorned yourself with Nasa and Ishma, Afani, me too, Tore Zov, the ornaments of gold, Shal Ksarim, meaning the crowns, Nasaloch, were made for you. Asisi lecha, I made them for you. Af keneged hakishutin shkarasav, opposed, corresponding to the ornaments you get made for yourself. Zeh shehem shall zov, the fact that they're made out of gold. Zemeres al kach, that hints shekness shal hoisaruyu likishutim shall zov, that the Jews were worthy for these ornaments. Gamit sad minas adin, kizov aromes adin, even according to the attribute of justice, which gold symbolizes. Im nekudas hakasav, with the studded silver, and you only need a little bit of mercy. Kamo nekudas shekesef meramos olah, that the silver studs are hinting to. Yud beis. V'af al pi shehoyse bedarga kol kach gavo, even though you're on such a high level, af al pi kein solol reim also, see what happened. Atcha melech bin sibo, while the king is lying on the couch, as it were, v'soch upaso, near Dino San Recho, Chatos, you sinned the Sarachta, and you stunk things up. Becheda Ego with the sin of the calf, and said, Mach Mashalon is Tachachta B'Shem, that's because you weren't purified enough. Next page. Lekach, therefore, Litovascha, for your benefit, She'arich Lechas HaGolas, that I extend the Golas, until you become so purified, She'tilecha Odef Sharsavah, you'll never have another chance to sin again. So that's the good response. So now the Jewish people come back with their response in Pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Okay, Yud Gimel, back on page Lama Beis. Tziror hamor dodili bein shodai yolin. Okay, so what are the Jews responding? Literally the words mean, now tziror hamor, that's important words because that's the name of the commentary that he chose over here, Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa, chose to name the book Tzror Hamor. Tzror means a bundle of mor is a plant, a spice aroma of the myrrh plant, M-Y-R-R-H. There's such a bundle of myrrh. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Right? So
myrrh.
That,
myrrh.
Right. What, myrrh?
Myrrh.
Myrrh. Okay. A bundle of myrrh. Okay, Dodi Li, my beloved is to me, Bein Shaddai Yolin, between my breasts he reclined, he leaned. So what does that mean? So let's take a look at Yud Gimel on page Lamed Gimel. Tzror Hamor, Hu Bakoshas HaYisrael, this is the request of the Jews. You're going to say, you're right, we sinned, but look what you did even after we sinned. Way back then, the Cheta Eagle. Hello, Oz, even then, Avsha Sarachti, even though I smelled up the place, Nosan Li Dodi, but my beloved, you, Hashem, you gave me Tzror Hamor, a bundle of myrrh. Levat al Arech, to nullify the bad smell I made. And what was that? Ubanali Amishkan, he built for me a Mishkan. Lechaper Avon, to atone for the sins. You hear? So, in other words, yeah, I stunk up. Right, it's really that. It's such beautiful imagery because it said that, you know, when first man before he sinned, he was like perfect. Once he sinned, he brought in the wording of the Medrash is Zoyama. Zoyama is a very hard word to translate into English, but it's a taint. Really, mezuam, like we brought in something disgusting into us, a way of just being feeling more physical and sensual and all these things that was not part of us. That was the Zoyama, that disgusting thing. Okay, when the Jews said Nasa v'nishma, that Zoyama went away. The bad stink went away. But when we sinned, the Zoyama came back. That internal drive to listen to the Yetzer Hara, that's what stinks so badly. So they said, listen, you gave us something to counteract that bad smell, and that was the Mishkan. Okay? Because the stink comes from sin. So if you can atone for the sins, take away the stink. Right? And also, you have the beautiful Ketores. Twice a day. Smelled so beautiful. So that would counteract that. So we had the Mishkan to atone for our sins, and Bein Shaddai Yolin, and he rested between my breasts. What's that mean? Bichdei, why did Hashem make that good smell? To atone for the sins. He did that so that Shebein Shaddai Yolin, that he could rest between my breasts. Sheyeh Yuchal HaShchina, that it's an imagery that he could bring the Shechina down. Hashem could lie as it were with us. V'od, and not only that, we'll see in the next verse what he adds. Now, in the commentary, it's Shor HaMor, very interesting what's going on over there. The Medrash comments on this pasuk, and well, it's good to look at this one inside 32. It's a very nice one, so we'll do it inside. Medrash Zuta Shir Hashirim, it's footnote 32. The Medrash in Shir Hashirim says Shor Hamor Dodi Libein Shadayolin. Rabbi Yudah, my Rabbi Yudah says Hu Halayla Shaloka Bechoras. He says it's the night that the Egyptians were killed. That's what Shor Hamor is going on. Bein Shadayolin. He will rest between my breasts. Zehashchina, that's the Shechina Shaisha Nesuna Bein Shnei Akruvim. That's the Shechina that was between the two cherubic-like figures in the Mishkan. Ad Kan Lashon HaMedrash. Ufizeh, based on that, Hashra Shechina, so when Hashem let the Shechina descend, where did the Shechina descend? Bein Shnei Akruvim, between the two cherubic-like figures. That's where the voice of Hashem came from. That's the essence of the Shechina, whatever it means, rested between those two cherubic-like figures. Now let's explain a little more. Ayin Gemara Yoma, Vizela Shana, Rabbi Yehuda, Rami, Rabbi Yehuda brought two contradictory psukim about the Mishkan. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says, in the Beis Hamikdash, Melachim, V'yiru Roshe HaBadim, they could see the heads of the poles. Remember, the Aron had two long poles on the sides. It went way past the arm. So it says they could see the poles.
You would push the parochas.
Well, we'll see. Just says they could see the poles. Then it says, "Velo yirechutza," but they couldn't be seen outside. They couldn't be seen. So what's going on? Seen and couldn't be seen. Haketzad, nirin ve nirin. They're seen and not seen? Yeah, that's what it was. Tanya Namehachot is a brice that proves it. It says, "Veyiru rosh abadim." They saw the heads of the poles. Yachalo yehezazim imkoman. I might think they couldn't move them their place. Tamadloch vayarcha abadim. They were extended. Yachayu makarim beparoches. I might think they may rip the paroches. V'yosim going out. Talmud lomer no. V'lo yirachutza. They couldn't see them outside. Okay, so what's going on? Dochin, they were pressing, ubolting, and jutting out. V'yosim beparoches and going out from the paroches. In other words, if the paroches was here, let's make a paroches. Okay, here's the paroches, the curtain. Okay. Okay, here's the Aron HaKodesh, okay? Here's the curtain, okay? Here's the pole. So it's not so good because it's going too much.
It's not heavy.
But you could see, you could see where it's jutting out. One here, one there. What's that giving you the appearance of? Breasts that you could see under the clothing of the woman.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Do you understand? Yeah. That's the imagery over here. And that's the poles. That's, you could tell, because you couldn't see inside the paroch. You couldn't see, it was a curtain there. It only opened it up on Yontif. But the whole year long, it would be the imagery of those breasts that were residing within me. And let's finish it up. And it says, when the Kohen did his avodah, he would sprinkle blood between the poles. Pirshu kineged ha-badim, opposite the poles. Shumakom she-shechina sham. That's where the Shechina was. Ukeirin shikas, like it says, bein shaday yolim, between my breasts you rest. He rested. Look at this. Look at this gematria. This letters. Klomer, look at the letters. Bein shaday, bein beis yud nun sofis, shaday shin dal yud. Ubeir osio sav, and the explanation of the letters are shnei baday. The letters shnei baday shin nun yud two baday. Poles, those six letters are the same letters, if you jumble them around, of Bein Shaddai, between my breasts. So according to those words, because the Shechina was between the bottom. So that's what he's saying, Bein Shaddai is Shnei Bodai. Okay, between the breasts. So that's what he's saying, in spite of our terrible sins, looky here. You know, you gave us a Mishkan, that we could have Kapara, and the Shechina Mamish dwelt. So even we're bad, you did that. And more than that, Yudalid, continuing, that's his velo. Not only that, Ella also more. Let's look at Yudalid. Eshkol ha-kofer do-di li v'charbei ein gedi. So what is that? Eshkol, a cluster of kofer. We'll see what kofer is in a minute. A cluster of kofer my beloved gave to me in the vineyards of Ein Gedi. What does that mean? Yudalid, Eshkol HaKofer, Shehir Bali Kaparos. You extended, made a lot of atonements, like Mole Eshkol, like a full cluster of grapes. Okay, so the wording is, really it's a cluster of grapes, but he's calling a cluster of Kapara. Now Rashi says, there's a fragrance called Kofer. Okay, it's a fragrance called Kofer. But really, it's a cluster of atonement you give me. So if there could be a fragrance called kofer, but kofer comes with kapara. Okay? So, al harbe avonosho, because of the many sins that I did. So you gave me lots of kapara. I needed a lot of kapara. So you gave me clusters of kapara. That like what? Like the vineyards, in the vineyards of Ein Gedi. Shemakom, that's the name of a place. We know where Ein Gedi is. Shamotzi Ashkolos, and there you're going to find clusters of grapes. Shalem Anavim Harbe, Amy says, so many grapes, unbelievable. And so here, you increase for us lots of mechila and kapara. So if you could do that, then, okay, do this for us as well. Okay, let's see in the back again, just to briefly review that. You gimel, you dalit. Page Kuf Lamed, the response of Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael mevakesh es makosh. The Jews asked from Hashem, "Tzror hamor dodeli halomayos." Even then, oso hachet. Even at that time of the sin, nasati li tzror hamor. You gave us a bundle of myrrh. Levato mimeni reach hachet, to nullify the smell of sin. Aideisha banisa liyasa mishkan, by building the mishkan lechaper oso avon, to atone for that sin. Why? Big day, so that it could result in Bein Shaddai Yolin. Between my breasts, he will lean. Lahashro Shechinos L'chabit, so that your Shechina would dwell with us. Lo, not only that, El Kamoin, just like the Eshkol HaKofer, Dodali, Sherbisi Li Kaparis, you increased much atonement. Kamo Eshkol, like the clusters, Bikarme Ein Gedi, in the vineyards of Ein Gedi, Shashkol Hashem, that the clusters there, Hayomaleim HaNovim Leim Misfar, full with grace beyond number. We ask that you will do this for us as well. I will do one more pasuk. God's response to that is one pasuk.
Yes.
One pasuk. Tesvav. Hinach yafa rayasi. Hinach yafa einayich yonim. Simply means, behold, my beloved is beautiful. Behold you, your eyes are beautiful like the eyes of doves. Okay, what is that supposed to mean? Tesvav, on page Lamed Dalid now. Page Lamed Dalid. Zer tshuvas HaKadosh Baruch, this is Hashem's answer. She'ein l'cho lidmos oscha l'rishoni. You can't compare yourself to that generation. As much as I forgave them and all those things, you're saying, well, why can't you do the same thing for us, right? But you're not the same. Shaf shechatu, even though they sinned in that generation. Mikom makom silal hincha yafa, that you were then beautiful. Binasa, with the nasa you were beautiful. Hincha yafa binishma, you were beautiful with the nishma. That's why he's saying hincha yafa twice. You were beautiful, my beloved. Your eyes were beautiful. You were beautiful in the way you listen and the way you're going to do. But what's about this, the ideas of the eyes of the dove? Einecha, einayich, yonim, va'od, more than that. Shehayu b'cha tzadikim, you had righteous ones. Shinim shlul yonim, that are compared to the doves. Shehimiru, that they did not rebel. Who did not rebel during the sin of the golden calf?
The women.
Yes, who else? What?
Levi.
The Levis. Kamo Shevet Levi. Like Shevet Levi, Uda Kavasei and others like them. Val Yodam, and through them, Hin Chayofi, you still were beautiful. Masha'en Ken Achshav, which is not the story now. She'efes Tzadik V'chaser. We don't have very many Tzadikim at all. We're missing Tzadikim. At that time, you were beautiful with Nasav and Ishma. At that time, you were like a dove. That the Tzadikim are compared to doves. Because the dove is able to, like any bird, is able to live both on the earth and in the heavens. It's able to combine the heavens and earth. Right? The whole idea of tzaddik. Tzaddik is yesod olam. Tzaddik is the midah of yesod. And who is the tzaddik? Yosef HaTzaddik. Yesod binds kichol b'ashamayim v'ares, everything in the heaven and the earth. The tzaddik is able to live in this earth and bind it to Hashem's world. So yes, at that time, I was able to still have a relationship with them, in spite of the fact that they sinned and it wasn't good, but there still was a significant minority of tzaddikim. And in merit of the significant minority, I could bring the Shekhinah. But you don't have any of that. You're not Nasav and Ishma people. That is, we have to look at that as one of our major problems. We are not Nasav and Ishma people. We don't say, whatever the rabbi says, I'm going to do. You know? And the biggest proof is people won't ask the rabbi when they know it's going to come to such a question. They're not interested in Nasav and Ishma. So, therefore, you know, if you're interested in Nasav and Ishma, then we have what to talk about. If we at least have enough, a significant minority of tzaddikim, we'd have enough to talk about. But that's not so.
Enough is in the past, rabbi?
What? Yeah, well, obviously, he's talking about you were beautiful in the past. Okay, quickly, Kuf Lamed, the review of the Pasuk, Tesvav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meishav Hashem answer, Shein Lidmos Oschol Hashem, you can't compare yourself to the earlier generation, Linyan HaGul, in terms of redemption. Shegal Aschol Kamosh Shegal to Yisrael, that I should redeem you like I redeemed then. Because then, Hinoch Yofa Rayosi, my beloved was beautiful. Bekabolas Nasa, when you said Nasa. For us, and also, Hinoch Yofa, he repeats it. That you're beautiful, but Kabbalah's Nishma, with the acceptance of Nishma. Levad b'zem, besides that, Einach Yonu, you had the eyes of a dove. Hayu b'chabos ador, you had that generation, Tzadikim, Shinim shel Yonu, they're compared to doves. V'shevet Levi, Shalahimir HaMenonosim, the tribe of Levi did not give up their Amunah. V'seyof HaLidei, said, therefore you were beautiful. V'lachach Sochis HaSogul, therefore you merited the redemption. Mashenken Hashav, which now is not so, Sha'av, so at Tzadikim and Chassidim, that Tzadikim and Chassidim do not exist. Okay, we'll end it over here. Mirtz Hashem, in the schus of our Nasa v'nishma of Shavuos night, we should all be Zoicha, that Hashem should bring the Mashiach soon. Amen.
Amen.